for setting the scene in such a, an apt way. Absolutely great. Couldn't have done it better myself, even though I wrote the speech for you. We'll talk about the payment later, Bill. I'm now a council employee.
You were a council employee.
Should never jest with people in power. You should know this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been great fun working with this young group of people. It's been hard work working with the parents. Pupils have been tremendous. And as I say, delighted to have the Reverend Kenneth Petrie, who will perform a major part in that. So here we go.
For 9 long years, the secret lay hopped up by cold damper, need the pulpit, need the flare, need the altar of Kinnett. 1651, Dinotter Castle was laid to siege. Cromwell and his forces were behind his deadly deed. The objects of desire was to seize the honor.
Years a secret lay, hacked up by cold amber, neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Kinnett.
In order to deceive Vermont, kept the enemy at bay. The Ogilvies and Cromwell knew it'd be a reckoning day. The regalia of the Scottish kings lay in Dinotter's vault, and so was hatched the plan that was daring to revolt.
For 9 long years the secret lay hacked up by cold amber, neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Kinnett.
The Granger was the minister of the Kirk Dean at Kinnett, and Ogilvy and Granger led the brave and daring set. The minister's wife would hide the jewels underneath her flowing dress, and convey them from the Notre to the altar of Kinnett.
For 9 long years the secret lay hacked up
by cold amber, neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Kinnett. In the dark of night, the deed was done according to the plan. The strangers followed the jewels and gave them to their man. In the garden of the pulpit, neath the flare,
for 9 long years the secret lay hacked up
by cold amber, neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Kinnett.
For 9 long years the secret lay hacked up by cold amber, neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Kinnett.
The castle fell in prison with Mrs. Ogilvy down of bay, but the secret, oh, what happened, went with her dear babe. Grangers were the trustees of the scepter, sword, and crown. Their loyalty
For 9 long years, secretly, I've chopped like cold damp earth. Neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the
altar of Guinness.
Now many names
in history are remembered by us all, but where is Mrs. Granger in history's roll call? There indeed she carried it, yet Scotland for a better state. Neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Guinness.
For 9 long years, secretly, up top by cold and breath, neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Kinneth.
For the croon and the sceptre, I raised the pavement stain just before the pulpit in the night time, and digged under it in hole, and laid down the stain just as it was before, and removed the mould that remained, that none would have discerned the stain to have been moved at all. The sword again, at the west end of the church, among the common saints that stand there, I digged down in the ground betwixt the twa fairmaist of these saints, and laid it down within the case of it, and covered it up, as that removing the superfluous mould, it could not be discerned by anybody. For if it shall please God to call me by death before they be called for, your ladyship will find them in that place.
For 9 long years, secretly, I've top by cold and bare, neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Kinneth. For 9 long years, secretly, hopped up by cold and breath, neath the pulpit, neath the flare, neath the altar of Kinneth.
Ladies and gentlemen, pupils of Kinneth Primary School.